We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph on top, three lines from the top. It's said in the Mishnah, talking about different shiurim of items that your Chayav Haitzah has to have a shir choshev. So it's said in the Mishnah, these things are used for dyes, klipei goizim, klipei remainim, walnut peels, or shells for, or peels from remainim, stis or paya, different type of inks, things that plants that are made into ink, kedel tzvaya, beged cotton. You have to bring out a shear that's enough to color a small piece of cloth. Right, the Marakash of Raminu, Hamoiti Samonim, Shiruyim, kedel tzvaya, bem dugmal ira. It said in the Braisa, we had this Gemara before, that the kasha is that if you bring out actual dyes, you know, finished processed dyes, the shear is much smaller. The shear is enough to color a tiny piece of cloth that can be used to show as a swath, to show a color, which is the shear of some the stuff for Ira. Ira is the little canister they kept the threads in it, so that you used for the Arev. So it's a very small amount. It's less than the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you have to be able to color a certain size beged, a beged cotton. And this Brisa says the shear of dye that's choshev enough for Yitzah is a shear of ledugma. My answer is Pasha. Don Rachma Rabba Avua, if you say no, don't tereach, lishrei samonim, utzvay bem dugmal ira. If it's raw materials, someone's not going to carry out raw materials to produce such a small amount of dye to make for a dugma. The smallest shear is, the minimum shear is, utzvay a beged cotton, to color a small beged. But if it's a ready dye, then it has a chashivas even less. If it's a ready processed dye, then it's enough and it's a chashivas even less. The Mishnah at the end listed off a bunch of different cleansers, like soaps, that Yechayev Haitzah for, and it said, all those if could clean a small beged, that's enough of a shear. And the first of that list of cleansers was Meiraglayim. Zok the Gemara, Tana Meiraglayim, Ad, they take out the word Ben, Ad Mem Yoim. Until 40 days. So it's Mechalkes Rishonim how to learn, so Pasha will learn how the Gemara sounds, that this that Meiraglayim is choshev and it works as a cleanser is only until it's 40 days old. After it's 40 days already, it gets so ruined and spoiled that it can't be used at all and has no value whatsoever. You won't be chayav for itzah. That's the way Rashi learns in other places. And Tosfos over here says that if I care at the opposite, that until 40 days, it doesn't really work so good as a cleanser. So you need to wait 40 days when it gets masriach enough, and then it could be used as a cleanser. So it's the opposite. Tana Meiraglayim, a mem yoshim, has to be 40 days old. Zok tomorrow vayta neser, it's a certain type of soap. Zok tomorrow tana neser alchsandrius, it's the soap from alchsandrius, v'loy neser apuntrin. Not from the place called apuntrin, it's the name of a place, and that is not the right type of neser. Boreas, what's Boreas? That's Shah, what is Boreas? So Gemara says, that's a certain type of sand they used to clean clothing. Right, the Gemara, it can't be. By Tanya went to the Braisa, Boreas v'achoyl. The Braisa lists off different cleansers, and it says, Boreas v'achoyl. So you see, obviously, choyl is not Boreas, not the same thing. So my answer is, my Boreas kavrisa. Boreas means kavrisa, which is gofris, Rashi says, which is sulfur. It's a type of, it's from the ground, it's like a sand, it's like a crushed rock, it's called sulfur. So that's what it is. So then you have Boreas v'achoyl, there's sand, and there's Boreas, which is sulfur. Meisvei, asekash, and the heck is say that Boreas is sulfur. Meisvei, asekash, from a Braisa and Shvius, Mesechta Shvius, talking about Shemitah. Meisvei, hasifo aleihem, they added on to the Isurei Shvius, the Isurei Shemitah, hachal vitzim. It's a type, these are all type of plants. Hachavitzim is some kind of white plant. So that plant has shvius, they added that on. Val inun, and a type of plant called la'ano, it's some kind of bitter plant. They also added that on to the isa shvius. And va boreas va oil, they added on boreas va oil also. Visakadaitach kavrisa, if boreas is kavrisa, which is sulfur, kavrisa means isa shvius, no such thing as Shvius on something like a sulfur which comes from the ground, because we learned Vatanya Zeklal Zeklal by all Shvius. It's a kol shvius by ikur, kol shvius by ikur. Shvius. anything has a root has shvius. If anything has no root, ain't no shvius. So it has to have a root. It has to have a root in the ground. It has to be some kind of plant. But if there's no plant, it doesn't have a root. There's no shvius. Now sulfur doesn't have a root. It's powder. So the Gemara says it can't be gofres. Boreas cannot be sulfur. It has to be something else. Elamai boreas ohala. It's something called ohala, which I think is aloe. They attach in English. It's a type of plant that they use for soap. That's not good, because if you look at this brisa that we just learned in Shvius, it says Habaris va oil, Batanya Habaris va oil. It puts it together, so Boris can't be oil. And for the Gemara, Trey Gavni oil, there's two type of aloes, and that's the two type of aloes that are both Chayv and Shvius. They added on to the Chayv and Shvius, and the soap of our Gemara, Boris, is aloe, type of aloe. The next type of cleanser in our Mishnah is camellia. Amar Rav Yehuda, you know what that is? Shlof dutz. Rashi says, he doesn't know what shlof dutz is. Rashi says, I don't know what it is. He says, lo yisparash avakach shemay. I don't know what it is, but that's the name of it. The Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis and the Rav say it's a certain type of grass that's called alkali. It's a type of a grass, and that's what this type of soap is. So I think about our last one of the cleansers, Ashleg, Amma Shmuel, Shaltinu, Chonachus Yam. I asked all the people go down the river, go down the ocean, the sailors, Varmuli, and they go to far places, so they know a lot of things. Varmuli, they told me, Shayna'ana, Shmei, the name is Shayna'ana, Mashdakak, where do you find this cleanser? Venukva de Maganusa, you find it inside the pearls, inside the holes of the pearls, and how do you get it out? Mafgaleba Rams of the Parasla, you have to use this long metal fork to take it out. That's how you remove it. That's this type of thing called ashlag. That's a type of cleanser called ashlag. Okay. Zok to Mara Vaita. New Mishnah. Zok to Mishnah. What's the shear palpelas? If you carry it up palpelas, is a kolshu. The shear is kolshu. Now Rashi says, what's palpelas? He says it's not the hot peppers. Usually palpel is a hot pepper. He says not the regular hot pepper. That's what he says. He says, Rashi says, Vedev ha'pusulonu, Gemara fires koshu l'may chazi, what's chazi? Now, why did Rashi say that's not a regular hot pepper? So the Achorinim say, because the Mishnah before says that tavlin, the sheer tavlin is to spice a small egg, a beitza kala. So here's his koshu. So it can't be regular black pepper, because that's regular black pepper, because that is a spice. So therefore, Rashi says, must be a different type of papelas. Papelas koshu. The Rishash has a kasha that on Rashi, that Lachar has a kasha on Rashi. I'll speak of that maybe on the Gemara. Papelas is a kalshu, a shira is kalshu. The itron, which is like kerosene, is also a kalshu, a shira is kalshu. Mida besomim, mida matchas, kalshain. Different type of besom that smell good, but different type of metals is a kalshu. And the Gemara will explain why metal is good. Besom, the word is that you could smell good, even a small amount of besom, a shmek tabak is good. Ma'avnim is beach. Unless you have something left over from the Mizbeach, from Afra Mizbeach, or from the dirt of the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach was filled with dirt. Mizbeach Adama Tasli. Mekak Svarim. It's the Sefer Torah that got wormy. Mekak Mitvach HaSeim. Or the mantle over the Sefer Torah got wormy. These things are all Shemus. The Mizbeach, and the Svarim, and Mitvach HaSeim. So this is Kolshu. The shear of Haitzah is Kolshu. Why the shear Kolshu of Haitzah? Shemastim HaSagonzim, because they have a Chashivas. I have to bury it. Even the smallest amount, I have to bury it. So it makes it Choshev, because I have to take it to bury it. Hudaymer, Afa Moitzi Meshamshe HaVadizorah. Also, someone who carries out things that are Meshamshe HaVadizorah is Kolshu, even the small shear, Mashu. Why? Shenemer LaYidbak B'Yadecha Me'uma Menacherim. LaYidbak B'Yadecha Me'uma Menacherim. It shouldn't even Me'uma. Not even a ma'uma from a verizara you should have, even a little bit amount. Even a kolshu is aser bahana, and therefore yechayev haneitzah, because it gives it a chashivas. The Rashi says, am achshvei kral liyisura. If the Torah was machshvei liyisura, that gives it a chashivas, and someone's chayev haneitzah. Ah, you're going to ask me, there's a Mishnah, like 15 blad ago, on the Afayin Heim Abayz, that says, something that's not kosher letzniya, what's the example? Atzei asheira. Smash, but you never chayiv even atzei asheira. So Rashi speaks out. That's not like this Rabbi Yehuda. That Gemara 15 blad ago is not like this Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds even avodah zarah, which has no value, but since it has a chashivas that it's aser, you'll be chayiv atzah on a small amount. So the Gemara palpeles kolshu. It said in the Mishnah that palpeles, a certain type of black pepper, the halacha is that you are chayiv for carrying out a kosul. My chazir, what is a royu for? And the gemara l'reyachapa, it's royu for if someone has bad breath. L'reyachapa, and therefore a kosul already is chayiv. It's kosul already is chayiv. And that's where Rashash has a kasha that before the gemara calls it like 20 or 30 blad ago, the gemara says palpel is for reyachapa. So it sounds like the same black pepper that we have, so therefore, that's what Rav Shash has a kasha. Rav Shash is a papelis, not a papelis. That's what Rav Shash has an aura on that. Look, the Maravaita, Itron Kolshu. It said in the Mishnah that kerosene, even a Kolshu already, is a problem of, there is a problem of Hoytzah, even a Kolshu. What's the Pshal Maichaz? What's the Roy? For it's Lichasa, it's good for half a headache, Rashi says. Koyiv Chatzi Roch. I'm not sure what a half a headache is, but it's good for to cure a half a headache. I guess the reason why Rashi assumes it's half, because Lashon Salach is Lashon of like slicing in half, like a piece. So that's what it says. It's good for a half a headache. That's what, I don't know what you do with it. It could be you smear it on your head, and that's what, or you smell it. I don't know what takes off the way the headache, but it's good for a headache, as I just stated in the Gemara. Mine b'samim kol shehin. Mine b'samim says even a kol shu is chay. Toner abonim. Linten abrayso. I add on other things about different smells. Hamaitzi reach ra koshu. Someone who takes out a certain item that has a bad smell, it's also chayav koshu. It's also chayav koshu. Because they put this in a place, Rashi says, they put it in the room where there's a choyla for someone sick or a tinuk to take away the mazikin. And therefore, even the smallest amount will chase away the mazikin because it smells bad. So hamaitzi reach ra is koshu. Shem and toiv, a little bit of shem, also koshu. It's also koshu because you could use it for something. And talking about pashtus, that it's something that smells good. It's a shemen that has besamen. It's the same thing. It smells good. Because someone's smearing shemen before we had a different shear for that. So it must be talking about shemen type, which smells good. Our gomon kolshu. Our gomon is a purple color. That's kolshu also. And the shemen must speak out there because it smells good. Besulas haverad achas. And a young rose petal, even just a petal from the rose, and it's a young rose, also chayiv on one petal, also because it smells very good. So, the Maravaita, mini matkas kol shehein, pieces of metal, a kol shu. L'may chazu, what's a roi for? What's a roi for? What do you use a little piece of metal for? Tanya, shimmy, lo zaymer, shkin roi lasais, mimena darbon koton. You can make with that a darbon koton, which means a small piece, like a small peg to put into the yoke of the animal. You need a little piece of little metal thing to hold it in place. So a small piece of metal is good enough for that. So even a koshu is chayiv. Tanu Rabbanon, once you mention metal, we'll talk a little bit about hektish. What's the shear, minimum shear, when you say, I want to give metal for hektish? Tanu Rabbanon, I'm a arele barzel. I want to give barzel as iron type metal. Someone says, you know, I'm a kabbal myself to give barzel to the Beis HaMikdash. How much is the minimum shear they have to give? Achayv Oimrim, lo yifchois ma'amal ama. You can't give less than a shear metal of iron, one ama by one ama. L'may chazah, what can you use it for? Amar v'yisif l'kalya oirev, to a scarecrow, which means they used to have on top of the heichel, they didn't want any birds to land on the heichel, either because it's not covered, or because they might deposit some stuff there that we don't want. So they made these metal things that had these like sharp things on top of it, and that didn't let any of the ravens land over there. And they used these squares that are amma ba'amma. So therefore, that's enough of a shear to use l'kal ya'ariv. V'gedam re'acherim oimrim l'yifchois m'kal ya'ariv. The lashon was a little different. They said, don't do less than the kal yariv. And how much is the kal yariv? A kama, or a base of amal amma. But either way, the sheer barzel you need is one amma, but one amma, that's the sheer barzel to be chayav hoitzah. That's how much sheer barzel is. If someone's makabal to give something to the base of mikdash, he has to give that minimum amount. Nechoshis la'yifchoy, what about nechoshis? It says kapper, la'yifchoy's ma'a kesef. You shouldn't give less than the value of a ma'a kesef. Like one ma'a kesef, that's a certain amount of money. You should not give a piece that's valued less than that. Tanya, a different shear. The shear is, you shouldn't give less than a small copper fork. What do you use a small copper fork for in the Beis HaMikdash? You fix the on top of the psilos, you have this little like fire, like ashes ball on top of the psilos. It doesn't let the psilos, it doesn't let the wick light nicely. So you use it to take off that top of the wick. And you clean out the neiris with these little forks. So that's what these forks are useful for. So the Gemara writes, it says in the Mishnah, mekak svarim, mekak matpeches, that if a wormy svarim, or got wormy, or the mantle, the cover of Sefer Torah got wormy, these things are shameless, the mashu is shameless. The Gemara is going to talk about the word mekak. Mekak means a worm. Amar Rav Yehuda, mekak the sifri, the worm of the svarim, techach, all these words, different type of worms. Techach the shirai, the silk worm, the ila the envy, the worm that hangs out around the grapes, upad the te'eni, and the peh, which is the worm that's by the figs, v'hadurimayni, and the worm that hangs around the pomegranate is called a ha. Kulu zakanta, all these type of worms, if someone eats it, it's a sakana. And the Gemara brings a ma'isa to show about the sakana. Hu talmuda, tav yosef kamedi av yechanon, there's a talmud sitting in front of yechanon, have a ka'achol teini, who's eating a fig. Amalei Rebbe, kaitz mi yosef teinim, I feel there's a kaitz in this teinim, and it's scratching my throat. I feel there's something in his tainim. Amalei, nah, that wasn't a kite. It wasn't a thorn. Amalei, katla peladein. The peh, the worm called peh, killed this person because now he's dead now because this the worm is very dangerous and it seems like this worm bit the Talmud because he felt kites him. So we just bring it out that you see how dangerous the worms are. How is the Talmud eating that taino? You have to say that it's not infested. And punk to land it up. He had a worm in his taino, and he got hurt from that.